Even as Indigenous musician Molly Obomsawan was playing the festival circuit with the Boston folk trio Lula Wiles, the bassist was thinking of composing a suite that would explore their Wabanaki heritage through the lens of modern creative jazz. When Lula Wiles went on an indefinite hiatus, Obomsawan made this dream a reality, releasing a recording called Sweet Tooth and embarking on a tour that is playing listening rooms like Club Passim, as well as the Odinak First Nations Reserve in Quebec, Canada. A collection of three movements, Sweet Tooth is a stirring and profoundly original piece of music in which ancient Wabanaki songs intertwine with free jazz. Obomsawan says, "I'm passionate about traditional music, and I'm passionate about free improvisation and creative music." She says, "Wabanaki songs are amazing melodies." A two-hour ceremony was held in Massachusetts on Saturday to mark the symbolic return of about 150 items considered sacred by the Lakota people that had been stored at a small Massachusetts museum for more than a century. The ceremony included representatives of the Oglala Sioux and Cheyenne River Sioux tribes. The artifacts were officially handed over during a private ceremony. The items include weapons, pipes, moccasins, and clothing. Several of the items are thought to have a direct link to the 1890 Wounded Knee Massacre. The items had been held by the Founders Museum in Barre, Massachusetts. Cedric Brokenose, a direct descendant of Chief Bigfoot, told KIPI News he is on the road back with the items and should arrive at Wounded Knee today. Staff at KIPI Radio remind you to get out and vote today to have your voices heard. Polls opened at 7 a.m. this morning and will close at 7 p.m. this evening. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.